Official Kwame and DJ Loft have got the juice. Time to chop it up. This is Plantain Chips, the podcast.
Black on the road, I got the light. But we'll be popping, we'll be chilling, we go high. Got me something wrong, not my ass tonight. But we'll be popping, we'll be chilling, we go high. Black on the road, we pass on me, bro.
What be the move? Hope you know how we the move. Charlie, if I bought a Sebrae, I'm a chen, it's out with the booze. The feeling be nice, the feeling be right for the mood. Be there, my people for year, with the turn up with nothing to lose.
Like a buzzer, bro. I got the light. But we be popping, we be chilling, we go high. Got me something wrong, got my ass in line. But we be popping, we be chilling, we go high. Black or buzzer, we pack some me, bro, in the yard. We pack some me, bro, in the yard. Yeah, we pack some me, bro, in the yard. Yeah, we pack some me, bro, in the yard.
Hallelujah, holla back, culture kids. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Plantain Chips Podcast, where we curate the culture. Of course, my name is Official Kwame, aka Kwame Kardashian, and today I'm joined by two very special guests that we're going to get into a little bit later because we're doing a ticket giveaway.
Exciting! Free stuff! Woo! But you know how we go on the Plantations Podcast. First, we're going to start with some music by our one and only DJ Loft. Don't forget, this is hashtag Plantations Podcast.
Like what you hear. Subscribe, comment, and share using the hashtag Plantain Chips Podcast. DJ Loft is dropping them so clean, it's squeaky. This is Plantain Chips, the podcast.
All night, play me like a video all night. Ride you like a stallion, so nice. Sipping on Bacardi all night. Ooh, all night. We can go all night. Fiddle on my body till moonlight. Sipping on Bacardi all night. Feels like I've been getting anointed ever since the day that I met you. Bless me if I'm being too forward. I'm just never trying to forget you. I feel you and I think you know it. Don't care if the time or the mood's right. We've gotta get it on. You wanna whisk me to the stars, yeah, without no warning. I never liked to, but I guess I will for you. Pick me like a flower that's in your garden.
We can go all night. Play me like a video all night. Ride you like a stallion, so nice. Sipping on Bacardi all night.
DJ Loft.
Remedy, 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 rem
cause everything done bust, oh. The kind of love I get for you, nah, mad am I too cost, oh. He asked me what in a love for life, I said what in no go touch us, oh. Every day, nigga, see my mama smile, that make me the bumper, so. Ooh, yeah. Call up, pick up, go, go, call up, pick up. Call one me, take a call up, pick up, go, go, call up, pick up. Call one me, take a call up, pick up, go, go, call up, pick up. Call one me, take a call up, pick up.
Yes,
go, go, call up, pick up, go. Ooh,
yeah. Hello, papi, mais qui passe ça? J'entends des bails à trois sur moi. À ce qui paraît, je te cours après. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mais ça va pas, mais t'es taré, ouais. Mais comment ça, le monde est hyper. Tu croyais quoi, qu'on serait plus jamais. Je pourrais t'afficher, mais c'est pas mon délire. D'après les rumeurs, tu m'as eu dans ton lit. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja. J'suis pas ta gata, dja dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu dead ça. Oh, dja dja, y'a pas moyen, dja dja.
Give me love, oh, baby, give me, make her calm down. Calm down. Give me love, oh, cause I really need it right now.
Right now, right now.
Give me love, oh, baby, give me, make her calm down. Give me love, oh, cause I really need it right now.
Love is a drug, and I'm addicted. Pull up, show up, and handle business.
On my body, show me signs that you love me, yeah. Oh, baby, show me, boy, how deep you can love me. Take a sip from my fountain, go tell it on a mountain, yeah. Cause you're sweeter than a honey, baby, you deserve a trophy. The kind of thing gon' make her marry, as long as you don't treat me corny. Give me love, oh, give me love, oh, give me love. Calm down,
calm down.
Give me love, oh, cause I really need it right now.
Right now, right now.
So give me love, oh, baby, give me, make it calm down.
Give me, make it calm down.
Give me love, oh, cause I really need it right now.
Step, step in the party. You know I got girls on my left and right, yeah. And I'm sipping on the any, sipping on the any. Cause I'm trying to get right, mm-hmm. With a couple bank tins. Off black, off white.
Off black, off white.
I don't wanna be a blue, y'all.
Hey, Jules, baby.
Yeah.
Stepped in looking like a painting, but I catch a body on sight. I don't wanna be a player, but I can be a girl for the night. Tick hips, tick lips, and your nose said the pum pum tight. I don't wanna smoke no more, but someone better pass me the light.
How you feel? About to make a milk, how your girl, big deal. This is COD, everything straight kill. One day I might sing, other days I do drill. Man, I made these niggas act up. Never used to give a fuck, now you're counting for my love. Babe, I need to get these racks up. Have a man causing injuries to get into me, oh.
Step, step in the party. You know I got girls on my left and right, yeah. And I'm sipping on the any, sipping on the any. Cause I'm trying to get right, with a couple Bentons. Off black, off white.
Off black, off white.
I don't wanna be a blue, y'all. I'm looking for a white. We like to dance, we like to dengue, we like to bounce. We like to dance, we like to dengue, we like to bounce. We like to dance, we like to dengue.
This is Plantain Chips, the podcast.
Ambassador, good to check.
Before here with them on Jesus, yeah. My country problem, it passes us. Good thing, yeah. Because now we be our own problem, yeah. Now who could come reason? Well, 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 well. Ambassador, good to check. fit if it come major. We make this up a candy. So far you come to go. Tukutu, we dey make people so cool. Tukutu, pony in one or two. Tukutu, so far you come to go. Tukutu, and they go do you well, well. And then they laugh you well, well. And then they say I see the shell, eh. I stand the flange of well, well.
It's DJ Loft.
89 standing on my god, oh. I get money before, no be property, oh. Waiting for Danfo, waiting for Uber and Okada. Omo, no be so, me, I want to live, oh. I got to get the dollar, Okule. Plenty, plenty, moolah, Jekule. Monkey, no desk, yeah. Iggy, so monkey.
Say it in low. Say they make my heart beat up on it though. Say it in low. Say if you hit me, baby, what the for though? Say it in low. I feel to use my head to break up, but not for you. Say it in low. Say you know, oh, hot dog bra, bra, bra. One son of a family, huh? Hot dog bra, just about what you give me the family, huh? Hot dog bra, bra, bra. One son of a family, huh? Hot dog bra, just
about what you give me the family, huh? Sufi woman, bring me room till I fall asleep up on your bosom. Sufi woman, you're a lion, but you walk around so unassuming. You can shine your eyes, you don't put it on me. Put a liquor spell on me. The thing you do to me, you no go walk on me. You go see. You go 999. You go shake it. You go see that goddess in La Bruja, eh, La Bruja. Si debe die, she could die, my room, La Bruja, eh, La Bruja. Si debe die, she could die, my room, La Bruja, eh, La Bruja. Si debe die, she dies, all in Yalila, eh, Yalila, Yalila. Sufi woman, bring me roomy till I fall asleep up on your bosom. Sufi woman, you're a lion, but you walk around so unassuming. Gypsy, gypsy woman, we go dance until we dizzy. Gypsy woman, know your bar will got me tipsy. Now you run the star. You left lipstick on my heart. I look dead inside the star. You go shine your eyes, you don't put it on me. Put a liquor spell on me. What thing you do to me? You no go walk on me. You go see. You go 999. You go shake it. You go see that goddess in La Bruja, eh, La Bruja. Si debe die, she could die by La Bruja, eh, La Bruja. Si debe die, she
could
die by La Bruja, eh, La Bruja.
Si debe die,
she dies by Galera, eh, Galera.
It's DJ Loft.
Doing your love, they hide me like he be bully. Yeah, we supposed to link up, but you be Johnson. Me, but it be your love, they hide me like he be bowling. Oh baby, don't leave me lonely.
I got a pocket full of money and all I wanna do is spend it on you. This feeling is killing me, baby, tell me what I for do. Cause your love it be relevant, and I do like your belly dance. And your pose it be elegant, yeah.
Jaga that.
Baby, you be on your mind. Oh yeah, wash it, banana.
Original, no kind of. Oh yeah, wash it, dada. I remember what you told me. Say I'll be bad girl, but nobody only.
Don't you? Your love, they hide me like he be bully. Yeah, we supposed to link up, but you be Johnson. Me, but if your love, they hide me like he be bully. Oh, oh baby, don't leave me lonely.
Nigga buzz, nasty.
Yeah, yeah. Every little thing that we do, them other guys cannot do. When we step on the dance floor, they feel in my dancer. You already know it's a groove, yeah, yeah. Every little thing that you do, them other girls cannot do. So when we step on the dance floor, they feel in the dancer. You already know it's a groove, yeah, yeah, yeah. Girl, make it bounce. Girl, make it bounce. Girl, make it bounce. Come on, get this bounce. Girl, make it bounce. Girl, make it bounce. Girl, make it bounce. Come on, get this bounce. Every little thing like I do, all a boy cannot do. Them jiggas ain't fly like I do. Then get into the bag like I do. Bubble, bubble. You know it's a party when we link up, yeah, yeah. No trouble, trouble. When you see me at the party, make a drink up, yeah, yeah. Every single girl wanna move. Baby girl said she in love with the crew. I can never lie, I'm in love with you too. If I was a girl, I'd be loving me too, yeah. Girlie, make it bounce. Girlie, make it bounce. Girlie, make it bounce. Come on, make it bounce.
Up a million, yo. Give you love until you say don't do, yeah, yeah. Special type of feeling that I feel when I'm with you. On to mommy anytime where I deal with you. I want your heart and soul and your own body too. I can't let you go, I'm beginning to begin to fall in love. I'm beginning to begin to fall in love. Love, love, the ordinary things. It's supposed to be one night thing. But
not only catch feelings, that it vex when I see with another person. Oh no, I don't need concentrate no more. Make you felicitate your mom. Hold me tight and rub on my head, baby. Make I feel alright. Special type of feeling that I feel when I'm with you. Oh, the mommy and it's the way I do with you. I want your heart and soul and your own body too. I can't let you go. I'm beginning to begin to fall in love. I'm beginning to begin to fall in love. I'm beginning to begin to fall in love.
Dropping them so clean, it's squeaky.
Those eyes. like John Cena. Some man I get buff like John Cena. We used to be cool when I used to come too. Now you wanna act tough like John Cena. Some girl I want beef like hyena. Some girl I get beat on Serena. A girl I get loud, a girl I get wild. Some girl I take shots like tequila.
Alright guys, now we're into item 13, and this is where we throw shade at some of your faves. I mean, we celebrate them too. So first off, we're gonna start with introducing our guest this week. Woo woo! Ladies first, we have Benoit Boising!
I swear, I should be in on like WWE with this intro, with the strobe lights and the doom doom, doom doom. Yeah.
What would be your theme song for like your entrance?
Bro, I don't know. At this moment, I'm really feeling this guy from Nigeria called, what's his name? Something. I've forgotten his name. But the song is called Monday. Mm. Yeah, that would be my theme song. Okay. Or Killing Them.
That would be
Killing
perfect.
Them.
Oh my God. And yeah. You just burst her into the ring. That should be like your move.
This year, we are killing them. Then you do the burner boy.
Yeah.
WWE.
So, Benoit, for those who don't know what you do, who are you?
So, my name is Benoit Boateng, music curator, writer, and a bunch of stuff that has to do with music, music marketing, and I run Hamatan Rain. You should check it out, hamatanrain.com. Follow us on @HamatanRain on all social media platforms. Thank you.
Batteries not included. And we have Clay, the mogul. From Brandmeister.
Now, the way Benoit introduced herself, I just come to think of things to add, like... Anyway, let me start with my own wrestling theme song.
Yes.
And my name. I think I'll be called the African Giants.
Come
and I'll
on.
Use that African Giants song so they know that the boss is in town. Anyway, my name is Clay, aka Clay the Mogul. Head of project for Brandmeister. Mm-hmm. CEO of Red Clay Entertainment.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it pretty much.
Livewired.
We'll enter that.
But basically, for all of you guys who are just getting into the podcast, we're going to be doing a ticket giveaway for Livewired, which is an event happening on the 28th of September at Cleaver House. Starts at 7 p.m. sharp. And if you're trying to win those tickets, you have to wait until the end of the episode. So first, let's get into our first segment. This is what we call Kwasia, where we get to rant about things that have been annoying us or people. Anywhere in the world. So I think I'll go first, just sort of set the tone. Event planners in Accra, I have absolutely had it, because December is coming in. I know everybody's trying to get their coin. I'm not trying to knock anybody's hustle, but I feel like people are getting a bit too carried away with the prices at which they are setting their ticket prices at, because I feel like we're not getting enough experiences that are of value to the ticket price that people are asking for. And this is in no relation to some event that I talked about a while ago, but just there's a bunch of events where I've seen, you know, people have done events at clubs where they've charged in dollars for. And there's another event that I went to that was like a sort of daytime thing. And the way it was advertised, it seemed as if the ticket price came with all of the things that were advertised for the event, but it didn't come with those things. So it's like, guys, just be clear about what it is that you're giving, because I like honesty. From promoters, organizers, because I stand for the same thing. Be clear about these things, and Charlie, slow down on us. Accra is expensive, really and truly. It's one Accra, we're all in together. But anyway, Clay, who's your kwasia?
I usually don't have wala, but Uber drivers, man. I mean, I've had so many phases where I thought it would be over by now, but it's still crazy. It took me about 45 minutes to get a ride to get here, so that explains.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a sign from God that I should get my car very soon.
Yes,
amen.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Uber drivers. Yeah.
Mm. Benoit.
I think it falls into the same sort of thing that you were talking about, but with just the general populace and not even like a specific group of people. And I tweeted this about how are we going to manage plastic waste and then just waste in general with all the influx of people coming in. And you and I both know that, yeah, we on our own, we may be like irresponsible or whatnot, but whoever comes in copies from whoever is here.
True.
So if you're out here throwing your rubbish from events and whatever just on the grounds and leaving it with the expectation of, oh, the events people are going to clean it up. Nigga, you and I both know that if a party ends tonight, the next day is another party happening.
Exactly.
And y'all parties ending at like 5 a.m.
Yep.
Who do you expect to clean this shit up? Who do you expect to properly dispose of like waste and stuff like that? So events planners have like bins or whatever selected for just plastic, something for just organic.
Guys, I'm beginning to feel like this is an intervention.
Yes,
right? To me,
honestly,
I don't like to look at myself like an event planner. I'd rather say like an experienced curator. But yes, come on, guys.
Yes. We need to take these things at charge.
Okay, noted.
Yes, yes. And also individuals, like, don't throw away rubbish. Like, keep your stuff. If you want to have your own bottle, you go to the bar, they mix it up in your bottle. It's even safer so that nobody will date rape you girls. It's safer. So, we move.
Wow. That's taking it far, but I'm getting you, though.
You get me.
I'm getting you. That's kind of the plan. But the thing is, you know what I noticed also after I moved to Ghana is that, and people don't seem to notice this, I think another reason why there is so much waste all over the place is there's no trash or like garbage. You can't throw anything anywhere.
Yeah, you have
like
to
just
keep
generally
it.
In public, there's not a lot of places where you can dispose of things. So
yeah,
to a certain extent, I don't only blame the people. I think by the fact that they were almost forced to, like, we have nowhere else to put it.
Exactly.
So we might as well just, I mean, like, throw it on the floor. But I know there was a time that the government was running a campaign where, especially if you're using public transport like trotros and stuff, they encourage you to throw your trash in the trotro itself. I mean, not to make it dirty, but then so that they can dispose of it afterwards, you know, after they've closed the day or something like that, to avoid people from just throwing things on the street again.
Thank you.
Anyway, so let's get into the actual part of item 13. We're going to start off with the Glitz Style Awards, which happened recently. I'm going to quickly mention all of the winners from the night. Best Dressed Celebrity on the Red Carpet went to Zanelle Zhu. Artist of the Year went to King Promise. Movie Personality of the Year went to Marley Gavore. Fine ass man. Model of the Year went to David Latte, who's also known as Nipro. You should check him out on Instagram. He's actually a really dope model. I think if it didn't go to him, it should have gone to either Clinton Samuels or Maxwell Arnold, who's a Ghanaian model that's really, really blowing up in Europe right now. He's worked for Burberry and stuff. We've talked about him. Red Carpet Designer of the Year, Kofi Atukwa. Stylist of the Year went to Kelvin Vincent. This is the third time in a row that he's won this, so shout out to him. But also, I'm not surprised that he has, because I don't think... there's not many other people that I think call themselves stylists in Ghana that I really rate like that, and he's one of the few people. So I feel like if he wins, I'm kind of not surprised, because, I mean, if we have no competition, duh. Style Influencer of the Year went to Juliet Olampekun, aka Love from Jules. We're going to talk about her a little bit later. African Designer of the Year, Aisha Ayansu. Emerging Designer of the Year, Lauren Hotz Couture. Social Media Style Influencer of the Year went to King Promise, which I was kind of... sort of, I felt some type of way about, because I feel like he's more of an artist than a style influencer. I think he's stylish for himself, but I don't, when I think style influencer, I think about people like Lale, Abrokwa, people like that. So I felt like it should have gone to someone whose job it is to be a style influencer, but not someone who is influentially stylish, if that makes sense. Fashion Blogger of the Year went to Debbie Bujuku. Fashion Photographer of the Year was OAB Photography, very well deserved. Indigenous Beauty Brand of the Year went to R&R Luxury. Design of the Year, Yartel GH. Makeup Artist of the Year, Laurentia Owusu, aka Lauren Babe, aka the Queen of Brows, who also makes really, really good food, by the way. Individual Style of the Year, Manifest, as fucking last. And Glitz Africa Style Influencer of the Year honorary went to Yvonne Okoro and a Swanky Jerry. But let's get into the looks. Now, my queen, Nana Ikuia Adu, showed up wearing what I would describe as it's sort of like a metallic silver fishnet body tight hugging outfit with two birds on the side. And I think she honestly looked great. She's one of the few people that I always look forward to looking on the red carpet, because she's like, she takes a risk and her execution is pretty well. What y'all think?
I think you said it all. I mean, Auntie's got, like, I don't know if these are the birds from Birdman, aren't you? If these are the birds from the coat of arms or the bird the birds from America's whatever. But yeah, you go, sis. She rocked it though. Her designer or stylist or whoever that did it did a very good job, because those cuts, right? Man. They have feathers.
As in the wind beneath the wings. Okay, next up we have Papi Kojo on the red carpet wearing Crocs and a full suit, sunglasses. And I saw somebody tweet this image and they said that Papi even wearing Crocs looked better than Amanya Deborah. Shady.
Ooh.
I liked it though, surprisingly. And the thing is, I hate Crocs. I've tried them on before and I've worn them. They're not comfortable enough for me to want to commit stylistic suicide like that. But I think he pulled it off. I think it goes with his personality, and I like the fact that they were bright and yellow, and I don't even like yellow. But yeah,
I think Papi is really stylish. Has he won any award
for before? Style?
No.
That's crazy.
Right?
Because see how he makes his look, man.
As in,
he's the brand influencer, so I think it fits perfectly. I mean,
for Crocs?
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah. No, it's so much sense. Okay. Oh, collect that check. And look while you do it. And next we have Juliet Olampeku, who was wearing this short sequined high-waisted shorts with lace at the bottom. There was like a brassiere open cut thingy happening at the top in the same fabric. And then, this is the part that got me, she had this very interesting sequin headpiece at the top. Now, why I wanted to discuss this is because I didn't know who she was, but she is like a Nigerian style blogger, influencer, Instagram babe, whatever you want to call it. And I appreciate the fact that she made an effort and she was brave and bold enough to do something sort of avant-garde. But the first thing that came to mind when I saw this is, you know when you cut yourself and then you get like a scab on top when your skin is growing on, growing underneath? That's exactly what it looked like to me. It looked like a scab. I literally saw it and I just wanted to like peel it off her face.
I like it. I like the face mask thing going on. And I think on the low, there's this sort of like face accessory thing happening in like the fashion industry thing. I think so anyway. And I think she rocked it. Like, she looks nice.
Okay.
She looks like futuristic babe with the bling.
Okay, that's fine. And Miss Bell, who I think, she was very simple. I don't think she really did much, but I just, like, I love her all around. Like, I mentioned her in my song, and I just live for her. And, yeah, she literally looks like she's still 16 years old, I swear.
She retired from singing.
Did she? Yeah, because she didn't try, like, do a reality show and stuff.
Oh, really?
It was called, I forgot. I know I tried to find it online, and I couldn't find it. Because I really wanted to watch it. But yeah, I think she's taking a break and just living her life.
Life, yeah.
Just why I wanted to talk about this is, so she showed up with Nona Tornado, and for y'all who can't see, he was basically wearing black, like, patent leather, Timberland boots, ripped jeans, Louis Vuitton belt, Louis Vuitton bum bag, jeans, blue glasses. And for me, this is the perfect description of, you know when you go to an event with your friends, but your friend don't look as cute as you do? Don't always pose with your friends in those photos. I feel like he should have just stood back, allowed her to take her photo, and then continue and go out and, you know, enjoy the night. Not only your friends have to be in the same picture with you if they're not gonna, you know, match the same level of styling. It's the Style Awards, like, bro.
There's too much happening.
It really is. It's like, I got a Louis belt. Everybody will see this nice. I got the bag to match too. Come on. As in, my watch to my phone to the shoe. It all matches. Let's go. Anyway, up next we have Adoma, who wore this nude-colored dress that was slit in the middle. It was long on the other side. There's flowers on the one side. There's embroidery on the front. One is long sleeve and the other doesn't have a sleeve. Now, I loved her face, gorgeous girl, loved her hair, everything from the neck down, hated. There was just like too much going on. But I don't mind, you know, I love you, baby. Next up we have Eve Kumasun, and this is why I'm so happy about it's Eve's eye, for people who don't know, she's a YouTuber. Why I really loved what she wore, she was basically wore a kente fabric print, and everything that you think, like Ashanti gold, crown, Ohinema slippers, like everything. Like, I'm so glad that somebody did this to the Style Awards, because I'm sick and tired of people going to places and the definition of style and formal wear is westernized styles of clothing, like suits and dresses and stuff like that. And I appreciated her doing this on this platform to just show that, yeah, in our own culture and ethnicity, what we wear is on the same level.
Yeah. You know?
And yeah, but anyway, love what she wore. Sister Derby in House of Pound was wearing this gold shimmery sequined dress that had a long lacy like train at the bottom. Absolutely perfect makeup that matched her hair. Shout out Candy Crochet. And I think she, like, I've never seen Sister Derby look bad ever.
Yeah,
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
And I think this House of Pound guy knows her very well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know why she why they haven't given an award, or maybe they haven't, I don't know, but I just absolutely knocked it out of the park for me. And then clearly orange was in vogue because Easy was wearing a long
baby.
Oh, sorry,
Easy baby.
Yeah, we have to be specific because you never know. Was wearing this gorgeous orange dress that was cut out just in the middle to show her abs and just giving you braids, very simple makeup, and that was it. And I saw her because she was a red carpet host for the night. Okay. I saw her like she was just having fun and twirling around and literally everything effortless style. I loved it, absolutely loved it. And Roslyn Ashker as well, although I'm gonna fight you because you're trying to fight for my body lover that you know I asked for first. I see you, Steve Morris. Roslyn, I'm coming for you too. But she also wore a
I just want to point out that Kwame uses this podcast to just attack people on a personal level.
Yeah, and we might be caught in the crossfire. And I'm just like...
But it's literally everybody that I know personally.
Just because I'm here does not mean I'm fighting you too.
But yeah, she wore this...
Well, I used to have a crush on Rosalind. I think from Manifest Forget Them video.
Yeah.
Like, yo, who's that? So she's, I think, I don't care what she's wearing, it looks nice.
Honestly, I've never, or if she's not wearing anything. But she wore an orange satin dress that was split in the middle, and like you have to see it, she just looks absolutely gorgeous, head to toe, bob in the hair. And finally, Kitty in an orange suit and white trainers and like white patterned sort of Great Britain flag looking things there. I didn't like it. This is the first look of kitties that I actually have not liked.
First of all, what in the name of Orange Power Ranger is this?
Yes, I was trying to find the word. I think that's, it reminds me of my childhood.
Right.
Yeah.
It looks like, did anybody ever watch Kenan and Kel?
Yes.
Orange Soda?
Orange Soda.
That's exactly that. That's it. And I see you, Kitty. Every time I see you on site, I'm going to remind you of the fact that you owe me that hoodie because I still want my pink hoodie.
We all want that hoodie.
Honestly.
We all want that
it's
hoodie.
It's really just a pink hoodie that says sugar. I need it in my life. But yeah, on the topic of Kitty, let's get into his new video, Cinderella, directed by Rex, featuring Peruzzi and Miracoon. What y'all think?
It came from the movie, so I didn't expect much. Like, I didn't expect much as in I didn't expect the video for the song to be different.
Okay.
Because the scene is literally lifted from the Sugar movie. Mm-hmm. So it's that. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of these, like, new high life, hip life musicians have similar styles in all their videos. And it's the same thing. And I think probably because they're all using the same director, Rex. Mm. Man needs a break. Cause it's the same thing. A pretty setup, pretty girls wearing African prints, standing there, pose, do some cinematic type shots, lovey dovey, slow it down, cutie stuff. Man, we're tired of the generics. We're really tired of the generics, and let's give us something. There's something on this list that's something. And I want more of that because, man, honestly, yeah, break a crack.
What did you think? Song and video.
I mean, the song is decent. You know, it sounds okay. I think the guest verses were really good.
Yeah.
The video is pretty clean. Like, it feels like you're watching in HD. I'll give it that. But I think, like, Kitty as a whole needs, like, some sort of content rebrand. Like,
thank you.
You know, I feel like this is the same Kitty I've known from when he blew up. Mm-hmm. And he's just like maybe looking older. But in terms of like videos or the content of the song or the direction, and I feel like this is where a lot of artists like get lazy in terms of they should be like, you know, like an intention to to grow, to show that you were here 4 years ago and now this is your sound and this is what you're speaking of. So I feel like like Benoit said, just give us more like Cinderella. You watch it, you're like, nice video, but then it doesn't give you that, man, what did I just watch? And we really miss that, like in the industry.
I think, like, to agree with actually both of you, Kitty, for me, I will give him a pass because this is like his first album. Like, he just rolled out his first album. So if it all sounds like similar and the like, I'll understand first album. I'm more excited to see what he's going to do after this album time and things, because it really is, honestly, is like really generic for me now. I know what a Kitty song sounds like. I know what a Kitty video is going to look like. And it's there. It's like, okay, so here's another one so that you can go and perform at 10,000 more weddings, you know? And I'm not trying to knock your hustle. Like, go ahead. I'd love that. Always support Kitty. But yeah, I'm just, And I don't understand why they were wearing sunglasses in the cinema, because and they were not 3D glasses. But like, I'm like, think of these things. Think of these things. But anyway, next up, Darko Vibes Different. And I had seen this video at just the last minute because I was surprised that, first of all, there was a Darko Vibes song that I did not know about. I didn't hear about it. I didn't see whenever it was released.
Oh.
And I found out about it through Pitchfork, because Pitchfork tweeted it.
Yeah.
So shout out to Darko for that. And I do like the fact that I feel he is this particular song sounds actually different, pun intended, to stuff that he's done before. I didn't particularly like the video, but I do appreciate that he's trying different things. Although, at the same time, I haven't had a Darko song that he's released this year that I personally really, really like. I've liked more of his verses on like other people's work, especially the one on Borja's song. But I also wish that I had a full Darko Vibes project at this point, because he's been around.
It's coming, babe. This year. We're getting it.
But it's not the Placebo EP.
It's not Placebo.
I feel like that should have come out first. I feel like that should have come out after the first Lamem tape.
Yeah.
It would have been perfect, because I want like a collection of those sounds from Darko from that time as just a piece to hold, like as a fan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't mind if, like, after this rollout, he does that, because it's very, very necessary.
Yeah. I think all of those boys individually owe us like different songs, because there's that Placebo, there's the tape that he and Kid were supposed to do.
Yeah.
There is that something to Labadi or Labadi something from North.
Yeah.
There is another tape that BS tweeted about that we also never, like, y'all owe us.
Oh, wait,
Lamem.
The
is it alt? I don't remember.
The one when he released Kimbo and stuff?
Yes. They owe us.
But I think they're all working to like release
this. Ache!
But like, Spacely has announced that the project is out. So
at least Spacely. But that's the thing. Spacely never tweeted earlier about, oh, I have this tape coming out.
Yeah, because he knew that. You always jinx it when you do that.
Don't be especially tweeting when stuff if you're not ready. And this comes back to like something pressing on my heart. In case there are any musicians listening, please plan your projects, because you can't just wake up one day and be feeling extra creative and feel like, oh yeah, the tape is coming out. Please plan your rollouts. You have at least 6 to 3 months every year to plan a really good rollout. It's not when your tape has now come, they are coming to asking people, can you put me on the playlist?
I think
plan your rollout.
You're right. Like, I mean, I feel like people are not intentional with what the outcome of their music and even the rollout. Like, what I would give, I'm a big fan of Darko Vibes. Like, right from like Tomorrow, I always used to say that like this is one of the best songs, Ghanaian songs for me after Kwabena's Aso. Like, that's how I rate him that highly. But I feel like he's going in the right direction with this video. You can tell like it's all about him. Like, Darko has the potential to be like a style icon.
Yeah.
I don't think he's gotten it yet. He'll make some mistakes on the way, but I feel like he's going in the right direction to be like the next breakout star from Ghana.
Yeah.
And he should just keep at it.
I agree. There's a song that he released that a lot of people don't know about, and I think he didn't even push a lot himself. It's called Dance For Me. It features Vax. it has very strong Tomorrow vibes, and I think you'll like it. You should check it out. It's very
good.
Did
it come out like a while ago?
I think possibly maybe last year or early this year, but it's a really
good song. Feel like there's been a problem with he, you know, he did some writing, but at the same time, like you said, you haven't heard like different recently. He doesn't give some of the songs time. You know how you project like a song should blow in a month, and then once it doesn't, you're like releasing the next one. I think like they all have like timelines which they should really like go through and not just say, oh, this song's not working, let me drop something else because of the pressure. Like, just stick to your timeline and go with it.
Yeah. I always tell people that for especially releasing music, you should give it 3 to 6 months. If it's not, if you push it for that long and nothing is happening, then you know. Then you can move on to the next single. But here's like artists release music, and if nothing is happening within like a couple of weeks to a month, they're like, oh, okay, well, I mean, we're recording music all the time. Like, for example, Darko released Bangers.
Yeah.
Just before, even Bangers, I feel like didn't get enough shine. Shutdown release, it came out like I think 2 years ago, just before December had hit.
Yeah,
and it was just before their crusade. So I was like, this is perfect, like, this is the time to push this song and like perform it and whatever. And nothing happened, you know what I mean? So, yeah, but basically, you ain't slick. I saw you tweeted that the album EP was supposed to come on the 13th of September.
No,
13th of September,
no, he said pre-order. He said pre-order on the 13th.
You lucky.
But I'm really looking forward. I don't know. I know we're not discussing that, but I'm really looking forward to that tape. Like, I feel like Space Lee has like some kind of positive energy. I haven't met him, but like, there's an aura around, and I wish him luck. Like,
And have you seen the track list?
I've seen the track
list. Fire.
Have you heard the? I mean, it's gonna be. You would have heard it in the podcast by now. Show me.
Yeah, the one with Budge. Yeah.
I like the track list, but I feel like there's too many features. I know it's going to be lit, but you know, Spacely is coming into the scene. Like, I want to know him, like who Spacely is.
I guess you
because right now it feels like he's coming out in a group that he's created again.
I understand. We look forward to it, Space.
Anyway, next up, Tulenke Yard, directed by Bob's Direction. I tweeted about this because I cannot stop thinking about this video.
Yo.
Shout out to Bob. Shout out to Mr. Easy for that fucking Empower budget. Come on. Bob's did everything.
And even then, I literally was watching this morning with somebody. I was like, if you look at this video, right? It wouldn't have cost so much if you think about it.
No.
At most, you can say the most they spent on is extras.
Yeah.
But the concept is just beautiful. And that's what we need a lot more of.
Mm-hmm.
It's not difficult to come up with concepts if you can put together one or two things.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And Babs always kills
Execution.
Always kills it. I wish we gave Babs like more recognition in this country and the industry as a whole, because man, that boy is fire. And Tulenke's Yard is like, if you compare Tulenke's very first the song with the
Brown Fuck Boys.
No, the Cardi song.
The remake.
Yes. And you see the character that he played and how goofy he was.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come to Yard and you see this hardcore like gangster, and he's not even talking.
Can you imagine?
That boy is an actor. Somebody gets him a role in a movie. Because he's good. He's good. And Yard is a fire song. And he introduced me to West 7R. I don't even know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah.
And I went to listen back on that.
Fire.
Hey!
Like, literally everything about this song and video was just straight fire.
Straight fire.
I hadn't heard the song before, and this is one of those examples of, like, you watch a video and the video will make you like the song so much more. Because it just blended and it made sense. Like, creative direction, styling, casting, every single frame, every scene.
Hey, you guys, how much did Babs pay? I didn't get the check. Anyway, I saw the video. I liked it. I think Tulenke is like underrated in a weird way. Like, his wordplay is crazy. Even the things I don't understand, just the way he like mixes up the words, and even like in that Cardi B song, like people don't even understand like the technicality in that verse. Like the first verse is really dope. But I've been watching like a series called Top Gun, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the drug UK.
Yeah.
And I understand that like the drug scene in UK is kind of different from the drug scene
in America,
Jamaica. I think that this video is about like Yard. And
yeah.
And for me, like, it's a really good video, but it looked like a Jamaican scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think, what is the Ghanaian story? the drug Ghanaian story and what does it look like? I feel like in telling stories these days, we should really be intentional. I like using that word because like this is the time to like say our story the way it is, even the good and the bad, but it all comes in full circle. So I don't know what the drug trade like in Nigeria, Ghana, Africa. I don't know what that looks like. Maybe SA a bit because we see it in the news and whatnot, but it felt like a Jamaican video. That's the only thing. But I would say like the direction and everything was dope. And like Tulinke is always trying to be different. You know?
I think to add to that, it was subtle nuances.
Yes.
Like the yams. Yes. There were yams there. And there's this thing some while ago that they used to put cocaine in yams to transport outside of the country. So just those like subtle things. Like, and I'm sure to just get like the connection to, oh, it's an actual drug bust or whatever. They have the girls in like the slim bikinis cutting it up and whatever, so that you get that's it like so is drugs. But I totally understand you,
and
I think
and printing of money and everything.
Exactly, I think it's. I agree with you that it's about time that we actually held on to our own narrative instead of putting it across as what it should be, as opposed to what it actually is.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's if it's kind of true, because I've realized here, how do I put this? A lot of people actually smoke marijuana in Ghana than almost anywhere that I've ever been.
Have you been to Nigeria?
Kenya. I mean, Kenya too. No, but Kenyans, I think Kenyans are more drinkers.
Yes!
Kenyans are more drinkers. Beer drinkers.
Yeah. You guys have no idea. No, I think Kenyans are more
drinkers. It's true, I don't really know, but I only see like beer a lot, like,
Kenyans
and stuff.
Yeah.
But you know, Jamaica and Ghana have like a big connection though. Like a lot of Jamaicans feel like they're Ghanaians, you know, and they really connect. So yeah, maybe that. But you know, I know in Nigeria, like the stories of drug dealers and stories of even how they escaped from a big pursuit. There's this really guy called, what's the name of the guy in Davido's group before? One of his cousins.
The light skin one with the green eyes. I know his name.
Yeah, he's named after a popular criminal in Nigeria who historically is known for using reversing for like from like one city to another city escaping the police. So like I want to see that in like visuals, like those kind of stories. Hey, don't use that, I'm gonna use it.
But what was I gonna say? But anyway, yeah, dope video. And Bob's direction, give him all of his things. All of his things. I am obsessed with him. I've never seen a video. He also did, I don't know if anybody's seen Joey B's La Familia video. With
Babs did
that's
that.
That's also him.
Yeah.
And then there's a video that he did with Kara, Jules, and I think Quincy Arthur again. Like, literally, I have never seen a bad
video.
Babs video. And every single video, I can see the growth of where he's from video to video. Yeah. And honestly, more people need to hire him.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I feel like as an artist, even if you don't have maybe the visual creativity for the songs you create, like lyrically or sonically, I think higher than the right people who can, because it's not like they don't exist.
Yeah.
People like Bob's Direction, BZ Darko, and whoever are there and available. Just who else? Gene Adu, like they're there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't have to constantly be generic.
And just a little add in case it's about what the client wants, sometimes take the risk for yourself, because I've seen just recently videos from Santi Alo being entered into a film festival, and they are nominees, and these are for music videos that were shot really good and have like really nice storylines. So in the end, it doesn't even go to Santi, it comes to you, the video director. It goes beyond like Ghanaian music industry and Ghana Music Awards, or what's the name, something music video awards. Set standards for yourself, set goals for yourself. Like, I want people in South Africa to hire me to do their music videos. And this is how they'll see it if you're entering yourself into other competitions and just film showcases anywhere else. So go for it, y'all.
I mean, it's a creative industry. Take more of a creative chance. Why not? Anyway, next up we have Shay Shay and Tiana Taylor with Gimme Love. I literally saw this song at like the last second. And the thing is, I am a huge Shay Shay fan. I didn't even realize until I looked through my library and I have so many of her songs. And she's like a really, really nice person. But before, when I'd heard the song, it's not like my top five favorite Shay Shay song, but I was like, I feel like this version with Teyana Taylor should have actually been the first version that came out. I mean, there was nothing wrong with the one with Runtown, but I think this one was so much better. And this for me reminded me of there was an interview that Burna Boy did recently where he talked about it's no more about taking Africa to the rest of the world. It's about bringing the world to Africa and having that merge of, okay, so this is what we can do and whatever. Come indulge in this and see what you like about that and see how we can work together from there, you know? So I thought this was a perfect example of one of
Yo,
those things.
I mean, on the contrary, I don't feel like I really like Shay Shay, I know Shay Shay or I've seen Shay Shay.
Yeah.
But like in dealing, anyway, let me not talk about that. This song is really dope. Like, I think Shay started really well, but kind of got lost in competition with other women.
Yeah.
You can feel the energy, like she's trying to beat somebody else. But
yeah.
I think like she should really face her front, like stay in her lane and just focus. And this collaboration was, for me, like everything. Like Taylor really chewed this song. You know all these weird collaborations we have with American artists and they just come and try.
I am never going to forget Davido and R. Kelly. I will never. I did not understand.
Do you know which one is worse? Yemi Alade and Rick Ross. What? What?
You know those ones that you can see that, okay, this one, someone is just forcing this collaboration. Like, but this one, it felt like, yo, these people have been friends. Like, you know, Taylor was using, like, phrases from, like, Nigeria.
Yeah.
And not just that, like, it was, the verse was clean. Even maybe better than Shay's verse.
Yes.
Like, you know, and that's, like, the kind of club, like, when artists, like, put in their all to make a song, like, sound good. When I saw the snippet on Twitter and I was like, yo, this is dope. Like when I didn't think of anything of the song before, but when I heard that, I was like, okay, I'll pay attention to this. And Shay is about to start making new strides. I think she's been signed to some international label. So
at last. Because I also do feel like she has been, like you said, she's been trying to find where she sort of like fits in sonically and whatever, and has been trying a little bit of this, a little bit of that and whatever. And it just hasn't been sticking, you know.
She's
it's like just throwing things all over the place and say, okay, let me see which one.
Yeah.
They kind of, because I liked when she I don't know if anybody heard her song YOLO YOLO.
Yeah.
And she was doing a sort of like a Spanish Cuban infused kind of music and whatever. And I thought that, okay, maybe that's going to be it. But then I don't know. But yeah, I'm happy for it. I love this collaboration. And what I think happened is probably she released the song, Teyana found it, and said, babe, I think this is right. And then she said, you know what? Let's do the remix. And then she's like, I'm in Teyana, let's go.
It's such a good collaboration. Like, I mean, I'm even dreaming of an EP. That bad. Like,
Between the two of them.
Yeah. And that's what we should even start try to look for now in terms of
that sort of
collaborations.
Yeah.
Not just the one that you.
Because I saw it. It's like Teyana Taylor Shay Shay. I was like, Teyana Taylor.
Right?
Yeah, like it was such a miss. Like, I never dreamt of it.
But it worked.
I wouldn't have played it myself, like, if I didn't see it on my TL. Like,
yeah.
It was really good.
It's a good one.
Anyway, moving on to now whole albums. Burna Boy with African Giants.
WWE theme song. Yo.
This album is everything. Like, Burna really has cemented himself as the African giant, from the production to the songwriting to the delivery to his shows that he's been doing. Of course, we are seeing some things too. Uncle is a bit of an ass, but...
why? Because he gave someone his money back.
Why would you do that?
See, why not?
Don't meet your idols. Don't meet them.
I love it.
Watch him from YouTube, if not...
Did you see the memes after?
No.
There's this meme that the girl's just like crying and then honestly she's
and she's like, when Burna Boy catches me.
When Burna Boy makes eye contact with you at the show.
to be fair to him, he's always been like this, so he hasn't changed. Nothing has changed about him. He's just being who he is. So, but I mean, some people are just getting to like really recognize
him. Exactly.
So they're like, is it because you're blowing up? You think
he's
you're doing
like
this? But if anything, he's even better now. Like,
he's not even like the way he used to be firing people on Twitter.
But yeah, like back to this album, man.
I mean, skippable tracks.
Yeah, no skippable tracks. I wish it was shorter. Yeah, I like short albums, so I can like just finish
replay
up.
Replay value.
And replay. But like even with that, like every song was really dope. Like I think it catered to like different markets and still kind of centered it in Africa. This is the definition of being intentional from the name to the theme of the videos. To the shows,
to that Coachella free promo,
to the Coachella free promo, yeah, everything. Like this is how you roll out, man. And like artists, don't put your rollout in 1 month or 2 months. Like space it out. Like do different things for like a period. If not, like can't it? Like David, like Burna Boy is still being talked about till now. Like
and this was from like 2 years ago. A year ago.
And I didn't even realize that the Outside era had started. I mean, sorry,
It was when someone said, like, I saw something about Ye being on Outside. I was like, Ye is not even on Africa Jam.
Can
like,
you imagine?
So, and, you know, in a weird way, we're giving him all his credit, but at the same time, we're not really doing that. Like, for the past 2 years, he's been number one. Like, you know, Wizkid is, like, a serious brand. Davido, they have, like, hits. But, like, I feel like he has been consistent. He has been consistent. That's, like, hard. And it doesn't look like stopping anytime soon. According to him, he's dropping another thing for the end of the year. I doubt that will happen. But...
Oh, no, but I'm not ready. Like, he should allow us
Like, let's jam this in December. Yeah.
Let's bless it small.
We have to be killing them a little bit. But yeah, I just, like you said, from the artwork to their performances to, like, everything, like, the whole package makes sense. And I don't think, it's been a long time since I've seen an African artist reign for so long. Because if you think about it, I remember there was a time where I think the year before it was like Wizkid's year. After that it was like Davido's year. But then once Burna's reign started, like that's it. I'm not saying everybody else hasn't had like hits and stuff like that, but
he has been consistent.
And
it's beautiful to see his, even if it is like, oh, it's Africa and whatnot, maybe it came at a solid time where the West was now looking at it like, oh my God, Afrobeats. But there are so many great collaborations. Like, he did a thing with Spotify where they did the African Giant Bank and the Money. And then he did the thing with Audio Mac, which is a ripoff of Colors, but it's okay, we move.
Isn't it Vivo?
Vivo, and he did the Audio Mac.
It really is like it's a blatant rip off.
Like everyone is copying Colors.
Everybody
is the same way. I'm just like, do something else.
And then there's the Audio Mac one with the orchestra.
Which Live Lounge is
not really, but
that was really good though. The Audio Mac thing was really fresh.
It's just really beautiful to see such a wonderful rollout for like a project. And
because African Giants. Ye was like basically the song of December last year, right?
Which is
2018. And the song came out like sometime in 2018. And basically that how Outside era, like literally nobody saw it end. And then we got into
2019, he gave us Killing Them. He really killed us.
No, I didn't see that coming. And I don't think he saw Killing Them coming as well. No. If you look at when he released Killing Them, it was via his platform Spaceship. But there's Zlatan. X Burna. So it's like he was kind of like putting Zlatan in the forefront of that, saying, okay, the sound was kind of different from what we knew of Burna. So I'm sure he too was like tentative towards that release. When he saw the thing take off, my guy put the thing in the album, man.
And it's only that I realized like he's really been on this album for so long. When I like you get to the tail end of the album and like Burna and On the Low is on there, I'm like, you mean this is also from here? But I saw in that same interview also, the guy who the interviewer was asking him was talking about, oh, how do you feel about the fact that Koffi, like, you know, covered Ye? I'm like, you should be asking Koffi. How does she feel about
And in all honesty, Koffi feels that way. Like, she's I'm blessed to be able to do this. Like, you know, it's just the same way we still look down on ourselves.
I guess,
like,
it's true. And I guess because, but, I mean, like, it's only, I feel like now the rest of the world is probably getting to know African music and culture and things like that. But then Jamaican music and dancehall reggae, they've like been accepted for a while. But I was just telling Clay earlier how, me personally, because of artists like Koffi and maybe if I even say Justin Sky, I know this is so like left. But I honestly consider people who are from like the islands, like Jamaican, Barbados, Bahamas, I consider them African. Like, plain and simple.
Yeah.
You know, because I really, like, by force, I want to accept their music. music and their artists as ours.
Yeah, but people, when they go as far as saying every music is even from here. Like, that's extreme. But because even like South America, though, like, people that still speak like Yoruba and still sing in the same way. Like, there's this group called the Bay. They physically sing in Yoruba.
Yeah,
I still have that. Even they even follow the culture more, singing about like the goddesses and things, which we don't do. Like,
sometimes. It is actually. I took some time off sometime to like just listen to Caribbean music. So you know how Apple has these top 100.
Yeah.
So I just looked at all the Caribbean islands and like cities that they countries they have and then went through. Yo, all of them sound like Afrobeats, man. It's not even a joke. Like, they are top 100, and then there's like a few rhythms, and then they are dance hall heavy ones. But most of their songs sound like Afrobeats, and I think that's where it comes in, like sonically. Africa, Caribbean, South America. Mm. We are really the same people, Sha.
We are.
I mean, they're all true. Anyway, moving on to 85 to Africa, Jidenna's new album, which I absolutely, like, I love.
I know you've been tweeting about this album, like, but you, when you're sending all these checks, where are they hide?
I wish they were. Because... I'd be supporting so many people, and y'all saying that I'm shady, but I give a lot of support.
But yeah, like, Kwame, you really do support a lot of people. Like, you know, let me even say that you support me a lot as well. So
that's facts
on facts. Like, you really do.
Thank you. But yeah, 85 to Africa, Jidenna. Like, just this entire everything about where he is right now. I think why I connected with it so much. And for anyone that's listening, me personally, this is a Jidenna stan account. Is just everything that I believe is happening in music culture right now, with the way everybody else and everybody's eyes and everything are coming into here, where for me, he's one of the representations of the mix of both making peace with your culture and your heritage and where you're coming from, and taking that into your present life and then moving forward, you know, like literally the epitome of Sankofa. You know, I love his I love this whole repackaging, and it, for me, it just seems very authentic, from how he looks to what he reads and speaks about to what his album sounds like, which majority of it was produced by Nana Kwabena, who's a Ghanaian producer that he's worked with for a long time. I'm just like in love. Sufi Woman, one of my favorite jams this entire year.
I think from outside, right, it feels like Jidenna is taking advantage of Afrobeats. Mm-hmm. But like, I've been following him and his like stagecraft and the messaging he says, even when he's talking, like, and in some of the old music from like this gentleman phase, classic man phase, you could tell like he still had his roots here and was still connecting, but then it was the right opportunity to like do that, bridge the gap for himself. Like, and I think this is his story of really trying to find himself again. Like the 85 to Africa and the name. I think 85 is somewhere he used to stay before, blah, blah, blah. And like, for me, like, this is his true story. The songs might not really be there for me, like, in terms of the sound he was going for, but I think like it's the step in the right direction. Like, I really like Jidenna. Like, he's very dope. Like, he's one of those artists that he wants to give you value for your money.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I've seen him in shows where only about 50 to 100 people there, and he's giving you everything. And that's why for him, this pop-up he's doing wasn't hard, because it's just like he's doing smaller shows that he would usually do, but he's still giving his all. Like, even just vibing, like, you can tell that, you, I want to really give you guys a nice time and have a nice time.
Exactly.
And that pop-up idea was solid, man, because now he's like this classic man who people saw as nice, but
I mean,
nobody really likes like that in terms of like women, from women point of view. But now, like,
last night he started working out, so he's like
this symbol of of thirst.
Exactly.
Yo, of thirst.
And then,
the branding was like really effortless. So like, it's very hard to change from suits to I don't know what, tattoo. Like, but like, he tried.
I appreciate it. I mean, at the same time, he's not a great vocalist. He's not a great rapper. He's a pretty decent performer and whatever. Classic Man, if you play that song for me, I will probably slow to you because I cannot stand it. If any DJ plays it again, you are lazy as fuck. There's so many other songs you can play. I cannot stand that song anymore because it was just played like everywhere when it became a thing. It's like Chris Brown's Loyal. But yeah, I enjoy and I like the direction that he's going, because I really have been, you know, sort of keeping tabs on him from Classic Man times, and then he did
the
EP.
One where Chief Don't Run and stuff. I actually exactly. like that more than Classic Man.
That's where
my Twitter name comes from, actually. Chief.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's from songs like that you realize that he was still thinking, he was already thinking of Africa
exactly.
back then. Like, those songs really connect, like that's really dope. Yeah, I almost forgot about that. That's
That was a very good project.
Yeah. Well, anyway, on the topic of Nigerian artists, happening on the 28th of September is Livewired. 7 p.m. at Cleaver House. And Clay is here to talk to us about that, because we're going to be doing a giveaway. Sorry, guys. So, yeah, what's the concept behind Livewired? Why did you guys come up with it on that?
So, I've always been, like, passionate about... not alternative artists, but like artists who were really putting like some work into their craft in terms of like performance. I remember back in the day, I used to go for this thing called Taruwa in Lagos. And Taruwa basically means in English, speaking or something. Like everyone saying their word. Sorry, I can't really remember. But like basically everyone having a word to say in like a society. And that's where people like Simi, Bez, and some other like... maybe like a Dikuli must have passed. Alternative acts really came out from, and from that point, like I always used to see them and say, "Yo, this person is going to be a star." I wish I could like fund or have the capacity to like build these guys. But it's nice to see them now. And now I was thinking, like, what could I do here? Because I noticed that all through year, nothing really happens on like a big scale until December.
Thank you.
In terms of music, and artists don't really get shows, and they get the same kind of shows even if they do. So I was just thinking, like, what kind of show can we do to one, improve like artistry, performances, blah blah blah, and also like merge like popular music with the way alternative music would sound, you know, on one stage, and like just give it a good show. So that's how like Livewired came about, and luckily like it's been taking well. People love it, like artists like love the idea. Different artists from different parts of like West Africa see it and like really reach out and want to be part of it. So it's kind of nice. This is the second edition. First one had Tenny and Joey B as headline acts. This year we're really trying to like bridge the gap between Ghana.
I didn't even realize that.
And we that was the plan, but like it was more like we had to use the in quotes bigger artists to like push the brand live, right? But now I feel like we've kind of like gotten to a point where we can now stand on and shed more light on like the artists coming in. So this year it's Rema and Darko Vibes, and like,
oh, that's how you say it, it's Rema, it's not Rema.
No,
yes,
well, I've always said Rema.
Oh really?
I noticed Ghanaian, like, say Rema,
yeah,
and even in the ad says Rema, and I'm like,
oh,
Rema.
Oh, okay. Wow.
But then it makes sense, because it says his name means something in Hebrew, right? And that's where it is, Rima.
Yeah. But
that is R-H.
Yeah.
True, you're right, though. You're right.
Yeah.
But like, I think it's... maybe you guys might be right, but I mean, Nigerians say it's Rema.
Yeah.
Even the H word, like, it's because it's from church, right? He got the word from... what's that, like... a deeper understanding of something.
Yeah,
in church. It was a church boy. Anyway, so... Livewire 28, Darko, Rema. It's gonna be crazy. We also have Jackie, Kamido, Tibu,
nice,
Lord Paper, Queen Ayoko. I hope everyone gets their tickets. It's going to be mad.
And it's a decent ticket price.
Yeah.
A sensible one. A value for money one, because it's only 70 fucking cities, bro. So save your 100 cities. You say, let me budget for you guys, okay? Let me break it down. What you're going to do is, you're going to, if you really want to be froggy, save 200 CDs. But you can save 150. If you really finesse, you can save 100 CDs. Let me show you how. 70 CDs, you use it to buy the tickets. 30 CDs, you use it for Uber. Finish. Done.
Even
there you
that,
go.
Sweetheart, even that, you've gone over. 70 CDs, tickets. 10 CDs, because you're hitching a ride with your friend.
Come on!
20 Ghana for 10 Ghana for your drinks or something, because you have to target someone uncle there who buy drinks for you. 10 Ghana in case things get shady and then you have to get home. I'm budgeting for you.
100 CDs,
there you go.
Free budgeting advice and skills, man. Yeah.
So, yes, guys, please be there on the 28th of September, 7 p.m. sharp. Don't show up at a man's time. I mean,
yeah, don't.
Why are y'all throwing? situation.
Yeah, and I noticed.
Ask me.
You know, this, I know. I will too.
See, this. No, no, no. First of all, what are you guys going to do about this whole Ghana Man Time thing? Because I was here like what 2 hours before you guys came. So maybe we should. Maybe you guys should. I'm going to pass the basket round. So you guys. Drop your penalty.
I tried very hard to always be on time, but see, today
I was only 20 minutes late.
Nigerians are never late. Like
with all that traffic.
Yeah, that's right. The thing. We set out to leave like 2 hours before because we know the obstacles on the road. No snag or snafu, nothing like that. We're here. Anyway.
Yo, then I'll pay for you, but okay.
No.
So Uber in, Uber out.
So, yes, exactly. But make sure you order for me because I don't want to go through the stress of talking to them.
Hey, yeah. Come on, African giant.
I don't talk to them, please. They can't find the location, then next driver, please.
So basically, I told you guys we're going to be doing a ticket giveaway. So all you have to do is, step one, share this podcast with whichever friend of yours that you would want to take with to LiveWired, okay, on the 28th. Step two, take a screenshot of you sharing that the link for the podcast to your friend because we have to check whether you did it. You don't just go and say that you, oh no, I sent it to the group chat and you didn't. No, take a screenshot and show us. Step three, post the screenshot on Twitter and tag hashtag Plantain Chips Podcast and hashtag LiveWired, okay? And you can tweet it at me. My handle is @OfficialKwame, all right? Really simple. Share the podcast with a friend that you want to take with to LiveWired. Step two, take a screenshot of that, of you sharing that image. And step three, tweet that image to me using the hashtag PlantainChipsPodcast and LiveWired. Okay? Really, really simple. And then on the 27th, we shall be announcing the winner and we shall give you the ticket for you and your friend to come and jolly and have a good time with us. Isn't it really simple? Now, before we close the show, last round, we're now going to get into On My Neck. You just have to shout out someone or something that you feel has been, you know, really doing it lately.
Shout out Miss Savage. Tiwa Savage.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Tiwa Savage. Sis. Doing the damn thing. That $49.99. Girl, you really gave us visuals, so come on. Hey. And then when she bent down on the table with the ankles,
come on,
I lost it.
And then killed them.
And then auntie gave them the hat. She gave the hats. Then she gave the dance.
Come on,
with the girls on the bus.
Yes.
Yay. I'm ready for whatever project you're putting out, sis. I'm here to stand forever. I've never really paid so much attention to Tiwa, but this single came out, and I saw the video, and the PR runs and then the promo and everything. I stand.
Flawless.
The universal money is coming through.
Oh, yeah. These
guys are playing on a different level, but it's exciting to see. But yeah,
who's been on your neck, Claire?
Yeah, I'm going to be a bit cheesy here. It's not anyone. It's a group of people. I think Ghanaians and what they're doing with the year return and how they've accepted me. So when you see me on the streets, yeah, no,
you
like
really, the residence,
I really feel welcome, man. Like I love it here, and even with all the yarns about, I see it, especially with my drivers, you know, the hostility sometimes. But like generally, I would like to look at the positive side, like. Generally, like it's been a lovely stay. Like I love it here. It's been peaceful. Yeah.
I remember like one of the last times that I think we first like introduced each other to ourselves.
Yeah.
I was just like, aren't you supposed to be gone? And he's like, no, bro. You know, I'm here. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. Like before, I was just always coming in like this month, come back next month. Then one time, I just found myself here for like 3 months. I'm like, okay. And you know how you move into a city. I don't know about you guys, like, but me, I'm always like jumping from different cities, like, and they ask you, have you moved? And you're like. No, then one time I was like, what's the answer?
Yeah.
You have moved. Yeah, like, basically. So yeah, I think for the first time I would say I've moved. Yeah, so I'm here.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
I think the same thing kind of happened to me. I've told the story so many times. I came to Ghana to visit my family for 3 weeks. It's not been 5 years.
You're one of those people where you come into Petch in my house and I'm like, okay, stay for 1 week.
Oh, yeah.
4 years later, bro, pack your bags now.
And then my same family who are here to come and sleep. Oh, they're all up and left back to Botswana. Nonsense.
They've all left you.
Oh, yeah, literally. one by one, they just started leaving. Oh, we're just going to go and visit that side.
It always starts with a visit. But you didn't get the memo.
I'm finished. But yeah, on my neck, I think I have like three people. First of all, Bob's Direction. Always, like, this also is a Bob's Direction stan account. I live for you. I love everything that you're doing.
Check.
Keep on. I wish. Also, shout out to Stephen Tyro, who's a Nigerian photographer, who I think is really, really dope.
Yeah.
He was recently in town for Charlie Watts. He usually comes to photograph for that. And he photographs for Vogue and a whole bunch of things. And I think he's one of the people, amongst a lot of other photographers and things, who I'm just happy are here to document this current generation and what we're doing, what's happening in the culture. And like taking it to the rest of the world, but also for our own benefit. So like 10, 20 years from now, we can look back and be like, bro, do you remember what's happening then? You know, this is really dope. So I love everything that you're doing. And also I want to say shout out to Lyra, who's a South African artist that I have followed for many, many years. I know I bought her album, Feel Good, which I still play like almost every other Sunday till this day. Who was... she's the first African woman to have a Barbie doll made in her likeness.
Oh, lovely.
Now, the doll was made as a part of Barbie's 60th anniversary Shiro campaign, which celebrates role models who inspire young girls. So shout out to you, Lyra. Keep on doing what you do. She was like the first, I don't know if she was the first female artist or one of the first South African artists that had like a live DVD made of like their concert performances.
Yeah.
So she's, not a lot of people know about it in the rest of Africa, but she's been on for a while. So shout out to you, baby girl, and shout out to who else? I don't know. For y'all listen to the
shout
podcast.
Out to you.
Yeah, by the way, this is my first podcast, so shout out to you. I'm
oh, really? Yeah. Oh, no.
How
have you never done one before?
I don't know. I'm lazy like that. Like, you know, I was sleeping, but I was like, yo, man, Kwame, I'm going to make it. And I woke up, alarm, went left.
He
arrived here.
At 4:01 on the dot. Like,
yeah. I'm here.
I'm here. Like, what's good? Where you at? I'm like, I'm on the way. You know? But, yeah, this brings us to the end of another episode of...
Plantation.
Wow, I don't even know what I'm going to call this one. Jidenna de Jizmi. That's it. Jidenna, jizz me.
Come on.
That's
man.
My, it's a new phrase. I'm pointing it right now.
Me, no.
I'm really, this is a Jidenna stan.
Listen, I cannot wait for him to come to Accra. For that 89 to Africa.
Yo, like.
In Accra. Me, my sluttiest dress.
Come
and
on.
And my finest one.
Come
I'll
on.
Be there.
Come on. Please, and it should be hosted by me. I'm saying it now on God. Otherwise, if it's not, I'll just be dancing in the back of the room. Let him not come and give me my money back and send me out like that.
Guy, you have to step up your moves, maybe.
But don't forget, this
when
is
give
hashtag,
you tippy.
This is hashtag Planting Chips Podcast. You know what to do so you can win those tickets, all right? Thank you guys for joining me. Love! We'll see you on the next one. Gang, gang!
Like what you hear. Subscribe, comment, and share using the hashtag Plantain Chips Podcast.
What's on, little guy?
Hey, yo. Bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi. Whether you be slim or tall or short or bola, wiggle your body and jiggle little ma. Bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi. Whether you be slim or tall or short or bola, wiggle your body and jiggle little ma.
You too hot, got your energy too much. Stop, drop a banger for your top. To the left, to the right, to the center. Boy, boy, bounce on. Hey, your shirt see through, so I like them. Boy, boy, bounce on. You too hot, got your energy too much. I want she more you full stop. Drop a banger for your top.
Bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi. Whether you be slim or tall or short or bola, wiggle your body and jiggle little ma. Bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi, bonje titi. Whether you be slim or tall or short or bola, wiggle your body and jiggle little ma.
Say the money maker for a bad boy. At a crib and she show me a glass toy. Bigger booty got me like I know I made a right choice. And that thing wetty like it's Blastoise. Yeah. Stretch on a mattress. Dive all in hips like a bass, yeah. She say you
we so wet, we so wet. Plotting, but why we at it? Go ahead and clap it, yeah. Go ahead and clap it, yeah. Pussy got the body, yeah. Nani like tsunami. Put a titty in my mouth, cause she a mommy, yeah.
Bounce up on it,
bounce up on it, bounce up on it, yeah.
Grind up on it,
grind up on it, grind up on it, yeah.
Ride up on it, cream up on it, bounce up on it, bounce up on it,
bounce up on it, bounce up on it, yeah.
Grind up on it,
grind up on it, grind up on it, yeah.
Ride up on it, cream up on it, bounce up on it,
bounce titi, bounce titi, bounce titi, bounce titi, bounce titi, bounce titi, bounce titi. Whether you be slim or tall or short or bola. Wiggle your body and jiggle it too much. Bounce titi, bounce titi, bounce titi, bounce titi, bounce titi, bounce titi, bounce titi. Whether you be slim or tall or short or bola. Wiggle your body and jiggle it too much.